Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of December 3rd, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And this is Camp Courageous's 50th anniversary, so it's just coming to the end of its 50th anniversary, and we thank all the folks for supporting camp all these years. Campers this weekend are having a respite care weekend. This is a time in which parents and care providers drop their children off on Friday evening, and then the campers have a wonderful time full of activities, and we have a great group of staff, of volunteers, and then they come back on Sunday and pick them up. Emergency respite care is available 24/7, 365 days a year to meet the emergency needs of families with a disabled family member. Travel campers are traveling to the Twin Cities this weekend to spend the weekend. Looking forward to a fun-filled weekend with lots and lots of activities. Santa has made many visits throughout the last few weeks out at Camp Courageous. We had one camper, Adam, who had the opportunity to ride the zip line with Santa, which was quite a thrill. If you want to see that video, you can go to campcourageous.org and see the video of Santa riding with special camper Adam. You can check out the 2023 camper schedule also on our website. On December 5th, applications open for all campers. So we're looking forward to a fun-filled, packed 2023. I'd like to acknowledge at this time the board members of Camp Courageous. We just had our special December meeting, board meeting, along with a little holiday party. And those board members on our Camp Courageous Foundation include Dave Dorman, Mary Klinger, Randy Faulkner, Jan Supel, Jim Klinger, Steve Supel, Lori Dorman, Bob Colesmith, Jody Colesmith, Sonia Penaluna, Tom Penaluna, Jim Zimmerman, and Mary Zimmerman. On the Camp Courageous board, the chair right now is Amy Rousey. Chair-elect is Mary Van Houten. Secretary is Mary Johnson. Treasurer is Randy Faulkner. Also, other board members include Margot Aronson, Jim Fells, Sherry Graw, Greg Grieco, Glenn Haskin, Merlin Hosey, Jill McDermott, Diane Pitlick, Trish Raker, Bruce Sheff, Amanda Schlemmy, Jan Short, Phil Short, Meg Welter, Chris Weiss, and Jim Zimmerman. So we appreciate these dedicated volunteers on the Camp Courageous boards. Fundraisers going on right now. Donutland, they're in Cedar Rapids and in Iowa City, are having a roundup for Camp Courageous. So you want to grab your donuts and round it up to the nearest dollar. Once again, that's on Center Point Road or Williams Boulevard in Cedar Rapids or on First Avenue Store in Iowa City. A big thank you to Jim Collins and Melora Cosgrove for making that possible. We'll see you at Donutland. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale, and they are open year-round now. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Another big change for now till Christmas is on Wednesday nights, they're open till 7 p.m. This is run 100% by the most incredible volunteers you ever want to meet. We thank all those people for bringing items in that we can sell, and also those shoppers that come and get items. It's a great time to do your Christmas shopping. They also take credit cards now. So we'll look forward to seeing you at the Manchester Garage Sale. Camp Courageous is also having a little winter sale here at camp in our main lodge. We're grateful to volunteers like Meg Welter who are working away on that garage sale along with other volunteers. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and then also the first Saturday of each month. The Cedar Rapids Gazette Gives Back is going on right now. We encourage folks to go to our website or go to the Gazette's website and vote for Camp Courageous. If you are a subscriber to the Cedar Rapids Gazette, you get 5 votes. And if you're a non-subscriber, you get 1 vote. And we hope that you can consider voting for Camp Courageous from now till December 31st. They provide us lots and lots of free advertisement year-round as a result of this. So thank you for getting out there and voting for Camp Courageous. If you want to see the latest sites for fruitcakes and cocoa bombs, once again, you can go to the Camp Courageous website and see what your closest location for fruitcakes and cocoa bombs are. On December 17th, there's going to be a Polar Run 5K and Reindeer Plunge for Camp Courageous at Central Park. So we encourage people to go out and be a part of that, and we'll have more information in the future on that. The last day to buy a raffle ticket for the 1971 Volkswagen bus will be December 30th. And so you want to get those tickets bought as soon as possible. Our dear friend Kim Carlson from here in Monticello, she just lives down the road from Camp Courageous, along with her son Alex, who has Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, are in Chicago this evening. Her brother, Fred Zerhart, runs Coda Bears, and they're having a fundraiser this year for Camp Courageous. It's their annual Christmas party, and we're all going to be a part of that once again this evening, and they're collecting items for Camp Courageous, so it's incredible how things happen. We thank the Quad City Morning Optimists for inviting Camp Courageous to give a program to their group. They've been supporting Camp Courageous for 20 years. They come to camp quite often and do volunteer projects, and a big thank you to that group. Our memorials this past week, we lost a couple dear friends. Paul Ekstrom from Dubuque, longtime supporter of the camp and dear friend. Our sympathy goes up to him and his family, along with Bob Miller, who passed away at the age of 97, also from Dubuque. Longtime supporter of the camp, good friend of Dottie Cummins. And also Elvin Elmore from Davenport. Our sympathy goes out to his family. Needs this week include Glade Plug-In Scented Oil Warmer and Air Fresheners, along with Swiffer Duster Surfaces. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.